It's Thursday, June the 4th, 2014. On the phone line to take a look at the futures markets and how trade finished in Chicago at the CME Group is Dan Zwicker. Good morning, or rather good afternoon to you, Dan, there at Mandeville, Louisiana, and CGB Enterprises.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Well, okay, so we finished both the new and old crop corn below the 50-cent mark, or $4.50. Does that mean anything to you, or are we just waiting it out?
Well, I mean, any time you hit or go below key benchmarks, and in corn's case, or I mean all commodities, we kind of talk in terms of, you know, even dollars or a dollar and a 50-cent type move. So when you did break underneath $4.50 here, we'll have to see whether or not we get two or three closes underneath here, or if the market would maybe recover here toward on tomorrow and kind of maybe close back above it or so. But anytime you do that, you begin to, you know, it kind of opens the door then for maybe a move all the way down to $4. Now, I don't really think that's in the cards anytime soon, but the market, the trade does seem to be kind of in a horse race to, you know, talk up how big could the crop be if ideal or favorable growing conditions would materialize through the growing season. Now, everybody, I think, is getting a little anxious. I mean, we just kind of got the crop planted, and I do know that the crop looks excellent in many areas of the Corn Belt, and there's no doubt there's good yield potential. But we got a lot of the growing season to go through. We've seen a lot of good crops deteriorate to nothing. It's still all about July, August weather, you know, at the end of the day. That's, you know, at least 80% of what the crop's going to materialize. So, but at least for now, that seems to be the direction the trade wants to talk up is big crops and increasing carryovers. They seem to be getting their way at this point.
All right. So for the most part, we have producers, if they have been following instructions from almost all corners, that meaning Darrell Good, from you, advisory services from all the brokers are probably, oh, I don't know, somewhere between 15 and 25% sold on their new crop corn. I suspect everybody's going to say, well, just stay put now. You've got a big crop that appears to be in the field, and you've got crop insurance to cover the rest of it.
Well, crop insurance is definitely a key safety net. There is no doubt about that, but it's really not a substitute for marketing. I mean, we still have to market the crop, and we'll still have to be on alert for marketing opportunities. I guess the way I would look at it as of right now is one probably stays put. Looking at some cyclical work that I have used over the years and then looking at some technical indicators, we have reached some levels here that the downward momentum should start slowing. Then once that slows and all of a sudden these new shorts that are in the marketplace will want to take profits, and then we could maybe get a good short covering rally going. We live in an environment that we don't know what we're going to wake up to the next morning. So I do think that even though you know, the market has dropped sharply here during May and the first few days here of June, especially corn, probably more so than soybeans, there ought to be an opportunity somewhere here along the growing season, better than probably what we're offered right now anyway.
Well, let's see. We are down, what, about 70 cents, right? Yeah, something along those lines from the highs back in April on December corn. Where's that low at? On that, it is down at, 435. So we've got another 15 cents to get there, or 12 or something like that. Is that kind of a place that we can see corn take a stand if it needs to?
Well, that is going to be the first spot everybody's going to be looking at anyway.
Oh, come on, Dan.
And it wouldn't take much to get there. I mean, we're really not that far away. I mean, looking at the close here today, my guess is something will come along. We'll have a rally before we test that first. That would be my guess. You know, there's still those $3.50 bears out there that they didn't get their way last year, so they're hoping and praying that they can get their way this year. Like I said, I mean, there's no doubt if we would happen to have one of these excellent growing seasons, Lord knows, you know, how big a crop we could produce, and with really no support prices underneath the market, it would definitely, you know, set up stages for some kind of V-bottom of some kind anyway.
All right. Soybeans still kind of in the opposite sort of direction. We have rallied November beans since, what, January of this year. And we have fallen back off of the top, but it would be a pretty good drop back to where we were in January, down to, what, about $11 or $10.88, I think, is the low there. So
yeah, $10.88.
Yeah, so we got a long ways to go down.
Yeah, but with the new dollar limits, it could go pretty quick. just kidding, but well, the soybean thing is still an interesting, I mean, we still don't have the crop planted, we still don't have the double crop beans planted, so there's still some uncertainty left yet probably on total acres of soybeans. Now I'm one that believes, you know, I've been watching the new crop corn soybean ratio, and actually, you know, over the last basically since mid-May, it has been moving in the direction to try to pull acres into soybeans. So that probably scares me a little bit, because if it succeeded in doing that, then maybe it took some of those late acres up in those five northern states that were maybe intended for corn. Maybe they did switch them over to soybeans here over the last 10 days or so. I know a lot of guys had late corn last year, and it really didn't work out for them too well up there. So it was enticing, I think, to maybe move to beans. Then, you know, so I think overall, come June 30th, it wouldn't surprise me to see corn acres come in on the light side and probably bean acres come in on the heavy side. So I would, but we're not going to really change, I think, the fundamental picture of this market until we see the June 30th report. That'll tell us how many beans we got left, how many bushels of corn we have left. That'll give us the, you know, planted acreage numbers. USDA should be out in the field now surveying those. So it's going to be an interesting report. Other than that, if the weather pattern would switch as we go into the first day of summer, well, then that would take over a major focus if that would turn into something more adverse or away from the favorable to an adversity type pattern, and some portion of the Corn Belt might begin to take over focus.
We'll talk with you again tomorrow afternoon for Commodity Week.
Very well.
Hey, thanks so much. That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana.